Introducing Home Care Plus, a new subscription service from Lowe's that helps make life easier by giving members a hand with home maintenance. Let Lowe's tackle the tasks you keep meaning to do, like electric dryer vent cleaning, replacing hard-to-reach light bulbs, and more. Subscribe to Home Care Plus for just $99 a year and consider your to-do list done. Members get more at Lowe's. Available in select zip codes only. Cancel anytime. Non-refundable fee. Product purchase required. Terms and service restrictions apply. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batzler. Canada, an announcement by the Prime Minister, Justin Trudeau, that he intends to resign his office after 9 years in office. Intends, and then there is the apparatus of the Liberal Party for a new leader, for calling in elections, and for the Conservatives to come to the fore with the polling indicating that Pierre Poilievre will be the next Prime Minister. However, the personnel is not as profound as the policy. And I welcome Conrad Black, a distinguished biographer writing at the National Post, who's been very clear about what has gone wrong for the policies of the Liberal Party in conjunction with another party. This is a minority government. But in any event, what needs to be fixed? And I turn to Conrad to understand, are there remedies at hand? Or is this something that is built into the Canadian history? I don't know these things. Conrad's been my teacher. Conrad, a very good evening to you. The first thing that I read about the policies of Justin Trudeau, housing. This seems a fundamental. America finds housing to be a driver for our economy, the formation of families, the selling of real estate. It's all part of the success these last years when the GDP is obeyed and we've grown. However, housing in Canada, is the problem in Canada what I read about in London? The local councils forbid it? It's not in my backyard about housing? Is that what's happened? Good evening to you.
Yeah, good evening to you, John. No, it is not that problem. The problem is that this government, and I agree with what they were trying to do. I just don't think they did it comprehensively. This government has been very interested in expanding the Canadian population. And I think that's a good idea. And they've got it up now to one-eighth of the population of the United States. And for the longest time, it was one-tenth or even less, you know. So they've got the population of Canada up to 40 million people by letting in people, but very legally. We haven't had the problems you've had. I mean, one thing about our border, nobody flees from the United States and nobody flees from Canada. So we don't have, you know, we don't have a lot of people crossing our border illegally one way or the other. But so the government of Canada under Trudeau has solicited a lot of immigration around the world, and they admit people who come in, for the most part, bringing some working skills with them. So, you know, they're really adding something from as soon as they arrive to the workforce. But they did not accompany it, as has been done historically in Canada, with a utilization of the tax system to encourage new housing. So the result was we had this influx of people putting a great deal of pressure on available housing for people of relatively modest incomes. I mean, obviously, you get some wealthy people immigrating, but for the most part, they're people of modest incomes. And so they are competing for housing with existing longstanding Canadians who are seriously inconvenienced by the resulting increase in the cost of housing. You know, supply and demand, there are more people demanding a comparatively unchanging amount of housing, the price of renting or buying housing goes up, and it goes up for the people least able to deal with a cost increase like that. And that has caused a great deal of political damage to the government. But the astounding thing to me is they didn't see it coming. I mean, all previous governments of both parties, when they've been pushing immigration as a policy, which for the most part the country approves of, have been careful to incentivize increased housing construction, and they didn't do it. And that's where the problem comes from. And it is aggravated by the tendency of left-of-center politicians, when there's complaints about immigration forcing up housing prices, to accuse the people complaining of racism. It has nothing to do with it. There's no racial problem in this country. It's just people, especially people who have limited means, don't like the cost of their housing going up. And you know, who can blame them?
Another policy I read that has not worked is generally understood as the Green New Deal in the United States, in favor of renewables and in some fashion rejecting what you have in great bounty, which is fossil fuels and minerals and iron ore. You have everything in Canada, and the Trudeau government seems to have ignored it or regarded it as a burden. How is it that they were not accepting of the prosperity of energy?
This is a remarkable thing. And Justin Trudeau's father, Pierre, when he was the prime minister, he wanted to promote the oil industry but take more of its revenue. He wanted to put special taxes on it. He thought it was a great thing for the Treasury. So here, Justin is, in effect, making war on the oil and gas industries, which are naturally our greatest industry, and the world is clamoring for it. And we had the German chancellor here a while ago undertaking to pay for natural gas extraction and transportation. Justin sent him packing. And the trouble is they bought into this extreme view of climate change, that if we didn't reduce fossil fuels, we were going to put the whole human race in peril, you see. That's complete nonsense. I mean, Canada's fossil fuel so-called footprint is only slightly over 1% of the total for the world. And these extreme conclusions are completely unjustified on any scientific facts we have. And in general, if you're announcing you're saving the planet and improving the environment, a lot of people will buy into that and think it's a good thing. But once the cost of it comes home, increasing gasoline prices to get around in your car, and increasing home fuel prices, much of Canada has a fairly heavy winter, like your Minnesota and Chicago and so forth around there. What it costs to heat your house is very important. And everyone wants a nice environment, but they don't want to go broke paying out of an unsubstantiated fear that if we don't reduce oil and gas use, we're going to get into an overheated situation in which we will gradually render the human race extinct, which is, of course, complete raving nonsense. But a number of our Western countries, including both Canada and the U.S., have gone too far along that line, and the voters are rolling it back here, as they've done in your country.
The polls indicate that the Conservatives, led by Pierre Poilievre, will do very well when and if the election is held in May or in September. Is the Conservative Party in a place where it can satisfy the housing crisis and find the strength to reignite the energy business? Are they ready for it?
Yes, they are. They have been taking positions consistently for several years, explicitly stating what they would do, using the tax system to incentivize housing construction and rolling back these restrictions on the oil and gas industry and encouraging production, pipelines, and export. The answer is yes, absolutely.
Conrad Black, writing presciently about it was time for Justin Trudeau to retire, and he is eventually retiring in this year, 2025, whether in May or September, and looking to the future and growth in Canada, our best neighbor ever.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.
Moro Casino, America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends, with thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
It's tax season, and by now, we're all a bit tired of numbers. But here's an important one you need to hear. $16 billion. That's how much money and refunds the IRS flagged for possible identity fraud. But it's not all grim news. LifeLock monitors millions of data points per second and alerts you to threats you could easily miss on your own. If your identity is stolen, they'll fix it. Guaranteed. Save up to 40% your first year. Visit LifeLock.com/iHeart. Terms apply.
Turn your tax refund into new tile at Menards. Make this the year you check that project off the list. Some things never go out of style, like tile from Mohawk. You can count on the durability, easy maintenance, and timeless beauty of tile. We carry a great selection of over 350 ceramic, porcelain, mosaic, and glass tiles to choose from. Head into Menards and let our helpful team get you everything you need for your tile project today. Save big.